The last item on the agenda for the current meeting is really a sort of a housekeeping item that we put on there that we needed the board's, hopefully to discuss and perform back in October of 2005. Again, there were several recommendations that were brought to the committee. This was, Pat Adams was here, brought several recommendations to it, one of which I've already discussed, which was the self-directed investments, which we're sort of working toward. But this was a recommendation that said that we should implement immediate enrollment where employees could be immediately enrolled in the retirement plan. Currently, the plan allows there's a one-year waiting period. You have to wait 1 year before you're actually a member of the plan and begin receiving benefits. And at that particular time, it seemed like it made sense to do that. But since then, we have looked at our personnel policies and are now looking at a policy change in our personnel policy that we would bring back to the board when that comes. But we would have a probationary period for my instance, or a probationary period for employees when they come on board. And we looked at that, and then we brought into actuary, as many of y'all know, we brought into actuary, y'all met Mike Brister a couple of meetings ago when he brought the actuarial report. And we discussed that with Mike, and really the determination by the staff and our actuary was that it really would make sense at this point to change. We'd have to amend the plan to do this, to provide for this immediate participation. And at this point, until we sort of work through the personnel policy issue about a probationary period or something, that it wouldn't make sense, it would not be in our best interest to do that at this time. So what we determined we needed to do is go ahead and get the committee, or request that the committee would rescind or change that resolution. Perhaps at some point we'll bring back a similar resolution, we have to see. But at this point, we'll rescind it so that we efficiently would not go forward with that change. So basically, just keep the status quo at this point. So.
And the rest of the day, we've had 10 instances in the last 6 months where people who work for 90 days, they got in trouble, either with drugs or some of that, something like this, to do that, really kind of get this kind of out of the way. And if you recall, past logic at the time was that when you have to wait for a year to do that, and they haven't been taking it out of their paycheck, for those people who live month to month, they don't farm all of a sudden at the end of the year that you start making a contribution to your retirement. So just trying to blend that, if you will, and get that up front where you got used to it. But the realities of it is there are things in life that they passed the drug test when they were on the initial screen. One instance was somebody just had an attitude problem, and they just didn't adhere to what our standards were told them to do. And so they departed our culture. So this is all put in the bookkeeping thing. We'll come back to you in
any questions or any concern or any discussion about that?
There's no questions.
I'll read the resolution. Be it hereby resolved that the retirement committee recommends to the board of directors the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the board of directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby rescinds the implementation of employee mandatory enrollment in the retirement plan for employees of the Brazos River Authority coincident to an employee's date of hire.
I move the adoption of the resolution.
I think there's questions back here. Answer the first one. Recording.
Steve, you can't make the nominations when you're officer serving as capacity. So we
will draw that. I'll make the nomination. I'll move the resolution.
Mr. Martin?
There's a second. Yeah, Bellion's on the committee.
Motion by Director Lawler.
Back with a second.
Okay, second by Matt Williams. Ready for roll call? Chairman Garcia?
Yes.
Director Blaine?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Wheelis?
Yes.
Someone.
I think it's a...